Less than 4 hours away from a Robert Kraft press conference after the firing of Gerard Mayo. That will happen at 1, and you will hear it live here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. And if you are streaming us at WEEI.com, this is Shane from Plymouth. Hello, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Greg. The fans here want to know, how tangy is that loaf you're going on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say, tangy is that spicy, or how do you define that?
I would say that's more sweet than spicy.
It's more sweet than spicy? I would probably say, I'm a sweet person, so I would give it a 6 probably on the scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, cool. Thanks for answering that. Anyway, Mayo, I'd like to see him go the Pete Carroll route. Maybe go back to college, ACC, Vatek, his hometown. See those guys go against each other, him, Bill O'Brien, all in the same conference would be great.
Who do you want?
And then,
who do you want?
Bill Milton's not going anywhere. He's not going away, I hope. Whoever the next coach is. What? Chris, what?
Joe Milton was playing against a team that was trying to lose. He is not an NFL starting quarterback.
Chris, coming out of training camp, he should have started. Mayo was not allowed to make the decision. Whoever the next coach is, hopefully he'll start whoever. But get used to him. There's something about that guy.
Who would you start, Drake May or Joe Milton?
You can start May, but he's going to get concussions, injuries, if he keeps throwing turnovers. I think fans are going to remember
Drake,
this.
Drake May is injury prone now. I say yes.
It's the Michael Bishop issue all over again.
In the fans' memory that he won that game, you may see years from now, I'm not the only one. You can call me crazy. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, let him play, and then you use him for trade bait.
Well, that's
down the
funny
road.
Thing. He's not the only one.
I mean, what are you going to get for him?
I don't know. What was he, a 6-round pick? Maybe.
Yeah, you could get a fourth-round pick.
You got a fourth-round pick.
Somebody's tantalized.
What do you think about this? You throw in Van Pelt and Milton for Mahomes. Who's down?
Yeah, I would love that. But, Greg, I was...
Oh, yeah, we never got to your revelation.
Yeah, I was thinking about something when we had Nico on talking about the young players and, you know, the culture and what it is. And I don't... Yeah, I get this. Young players are different. But we had young players last year, and Courtney, you brought this up. We didn't have it. I'm starting to believe it's not the young players. It's the young coaches that blur the lines between being the head coach of the football team and your boss to I want to be your friend and your person that can help you with maybe the things that you might be dealing with on and off the field.
But if that's what Gerard Mayo did, I think he was told to do it. I think Robert and Jonathan wanted the polar opposite of Bill Belichick.
Right, but you could...
So they wanted a guy who was going to be friendly with the players, who was not going to yell at anybody, who was going to go to the events that they have with their sponsor partners, who was going to be polite and kind and open and transparent with the media. That's what they told Gerard Mayo to be. And for those who think it's unfair that he got fired... That's a point in your favor because he did what they wanted him
right,
to do.
And
he was what they wanted him to be.
I could be the being polite to the media and all that other stuff. But when you start to look at, and there are successful young coaches out there, don't get it twisted. But when you start to look at how the NFL playoffs is breaking down and the teams that are having success, I think there's a clear there's a clear line of what's the word
Demarcation?
Yes. When you look at a guy like Sean Payton, a guy like Dan Campbell, a guy like the Harbaugh brothers, a guy like Andy Reid, a guy like Sean McDermott, when it comes to, I'm the coach.
There's separation.
And here's, I don't blur the lines like on we're friends, we're like, I need to know your feelings. But at the end of the day, I'm coaching this football team to win it. And if you're not producing, then your ass is on the bench. And I think that's part of the younger mentality of coaches.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I do think Dan Campbell wasn't always where he is now.
He came up with me his playing days. So I believe he was in Miami when Parcells was there. So I just think that is
I mean, Mayo was with Belichick. Who had a bigger distance between the players and
the coach? No, and I completely agree with you. But I just feel like I don't know if Mayo's personality was like is kind of like I can separate the two, where he blurred the lines and even told us, hey, I let these guys speak their mind and say what they want.
And Greg, you talk about it often, and it's a great point, and it pains me to say it. But the way in which Mayo handled the Judon stuff on the field, talk about taking the legs from out from under the coach like that. I mean, the organization didn't have his back in that moment. There, if you want to say that the Patriots screwed Gerard Mayo, I don't think you're wrong. I understand the decision they made, but from the beginning, Gerard Mayo was in a tough spot with this team.
Here is David from Florida. Hey, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
You know, like you've been saying, first of all, quick question. Did he come on earlier today,
no.
Mayo?
No, he's done. He was let go yesterday. So,
all right. But they never should have hired him in the first place. I mean, New England, Boston is a place, is not a place for first-time coaches. They need to hire someone going forward who has who's previously been a coach. I mean, that says Vrabel. Another choice they got for you is Brian Flores. What do you think about him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean Joe Mazzulla's been pretty good as a first-time head coach.
Mm-hmm. No. And as Curtis pointed out yesterday, he's now currently, other than Alex Cora, he and Alex Cora are the longest-tenured coaches.
Think about all the years where it was Francona, Doc Rivers, Bill Belichick, and Claude Julien. Now it's literally the longest-tenured coach is Cora's second stop, which is 3 years in. Right. Joe Sacco is the second most tenured coach.
And Flores was good in Miami as a head coach. I think he just got caught up in that whole Brady Tua Tagovailoa thing. So yeah. I mean,
and he was a meanie.
But I guess it's where do the Crafts want to go? Do they want to continue to bring in another Patriots way guy? Or
what's wrong with the Patriot way?
Like
been your argument is. I think that I hope they learned a lesson where you can go away from Bill Belichick, but you don't have to go away from I hate the term, but some of the Patriot Way stuff that made the franchise great.
Like,
you don't have to go.
Yeah, the Patriot Way died with Tom Brady left.
Yeah. See you later. It went to Tampa, won a Super Bowl.
I'm saying, could it be another guy who's just, I don't know, who's completely, there's no Patriots Way connection to him. And I know
mean no connection to the franchise whatsoever.
Yeah, and
so that eliminates Brian Flores. That eliminates Mike Vrabel.
Ben Johnson, no matter what, baby.
It leaves you Ben Johnson.
Yeah, and it leaves you, Ben Johnson and some of the other, you said Liam Cohen, some of these other guys that we look at. I guess that becomes, because if you bring in Vrabel, you bring in Flores, isn't it always going to be, if things go bad, people are going to say, well, when are you going to get away from the Patriots way type of coach and go completely in a different direction?
All right. Well, we will get to hear what Robert Kraft says about all of these things at 1 today. We still have to get to the news. We'll do that next. News of Courtney coming up. And then we'll finish the show with Curtis's new idea, Hill Notes. Which are some good ones.
They're flowing in. Jackson is going through it right now.
Okay, very simple. You can leave a message for us on the Odyssey app. Just look for the microphone, right? Upper right-hand corner.
Correct.
And then that way you don't have to hang on. You don't have to, if you're busy, you don't have to wait on the phone.
Right.
You just, thought pops into your head.
Boom.
Some brilliance, some witticism. You just leave it that second, any time of the day. Doesn't matter. Day or night, Curtis.
24/7.
It doesn't matter. What's that?
You have a few pops.
You can have a couple beverages.
Let us know about your weekend.
Not Greg this month.
No, not this month. We're 6 days in. We are feeling great.
You're like Iron Man.
We are feeling great. I feel like the first snow show is going to be a real temptation
for me.
It's
okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But last year, I think we overdid it with the snow show night before, it probably is time to reel it in.
It was the first one.
That's
always the way it happens.
That was probably the worst I've ever felt on a show. Easily.
Well, because Greg took your dinner.
No, I didn't eat that night either.
I didn't eat your dinner. I ate your steak tips. They were delicious.
Yeah.
We won't do that this year. That won't happen this year.
It's not in the budget, remember.
No.
If we get dinner, we have to split the bill.
No, new year, new budget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we're doing at least 2 snow shows. I expect to be able to announce the locations this week.
I'm very excited for
I'm
them.
I'm not sleeping on the snow shows.
Make sure you get an eye on your entree.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Some breaking news this morning out of Jacksonville. Doug Peterson is out as the Jaguars head coach. The Patriots won their season finale against the Bills 23-16 yesterday. The win drops the Patriots from the first overall pick in the draft to the fourth.
That total jack A beat the Patriots because of Butler. That guy has a Super Bowl win. Doug Peterson.
The big news came in the hour following the win when it was announced that Jerod Mayo was fired after just one season. Curtis made a point to read earlier that he is the only person on the coaching staff that has been informed so far that his job is no longer. We'll hear from Robert Kraft today at 1 p.m. in a press conference. And we now know the playoff schedule starting on Saturday, 4:30. We have Chargers at Texans. Then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens on Sunday at 1. The Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30. The Packers at Eagles. And at 8, Commanders at Bucks. On Monday Night Football, it's Vikings at Rams. And WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. The Bruins fell to the Islanders at home in overtime yesterday, 5-4, the final. Posse did his best to keep them in this one. He scored 2 goals in the loss. They're off now until tomorrow. And the Celtics fell to the Thunder on the road, 105-95. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double, 26 points and 10 rebounds. They take on the Nuggets tomorrow. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It feels like 12 outside. Afternoon high in the mid-20s.
It's time for...
You know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky, don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points, look at the constellation, what does it show you?
The news.
So you just outlined it, Roland. What does it show you?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Honey, let me see your dumper.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Not a chance in France.
On WEEI. What
do you think they would... Well, a little bit late with this morning, but understandably so, after the New England Patriots make the decision to fire Jerod Mayo. So we got to get to this morning's news with Courtney now. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. We are going to start with an active investigation in Charlestown. A man now identified as 46-year-old Joseph Donahue was shot and killed in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven in Charlestown on Saturday night. The police got a phone call and responded shortly after 10:30 p.m. on Saturday of a man struck by a car. When they arrived on the scene, they found the 46-year-old shot in the parking lot and dead.
Wow.
We can hear the reaction from a local Devante Tierra on BZ.
I heard a couple shots go off, and then I heard a couple police cars come by this way, through that way. It's very, like, sad to know that somebody got shot right here.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Really, really sad.
Yeah, okay.
And a road rage incident escalated and was caught on camera in Attleboro, resulting in the arrest of a man in Rhode Island. Now, Mitch has the video of this. It's almost too crazy to believe. Police say before 9 a.m. on Friday morning, a woman rear-ended a man in the intersection of Route 1 and Route 1A. That's when the male driver, 26-year-old Gladio Casaya, banged on the roof of her car, yanked her out, and then picked her up and body slammed her onto the ground.
What is wrong with you?
Man. I should point out there's a GoFundMe for her.
Okay.
And I over the weekend, her father is an everyday listener of this show.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Jeff Soares. And Jeff reached out to me and asked that we mention that there is a GoFundMe for her. Absolute
what a savage
savage move by that jackass.
Do they have him?
Yeah, they arrested him, right?
Yep.
They were able to arrest him. What the if you want
pick
help.
Up a woman and throw her to the ground, you
and
piece.
Look at the size difference between the two of them.
Jesus.
I will get the GoFundMe and put it in Twitch, but we can hear from Haley Soares, the woman, on BZ.
God. It was like a weird sensation I felt on my face, and that's when I realized I was on the ground, and I rolled over, and there was blood dripping all over my hands.
Yeah, he looked like a big dude, man. Jesus. Awful. What the hell could have happened that got you that
horrendous?
Hot?
Get rear-ended? Like
I don't even care if you
no,
get
it's
real
crazy.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yep. The Golden Globes were last night. Oh. I watched a bit of it. Nikki Glaser was awesome.
I tuned in just to see Nikki Glaser do her opening monologue, and yep. It was great.
I was listening to her a few months back on Julian Edelman's Games with Names and podcast, and she was talking about getting ready for the Golden Globes and how, you know, she has a few months to get ready and she knows what she has to do. I thought she was great. Jackson pulled a little bit from her monologue.
The bear, the penguin, baby reindeer. These are not just things found in RFK's freezer. These are TV shows nominated tonight.
She was funny. She went at Timothée Chalamet and his name. She went at the fact that all of Hollywood was trying to get America to vote a certain way and it didn't work.
No, she did great.
Yeah.
And no fear on her part.
No.
And she was making fun of the fiance of Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Who's not the most attractive man.
Right.
I mean, I don't
yeah.
know why we're Benny shaming Blanco. People based yep. on their looks. I'm a victim of that all the time in the Twitch chat. But yeah.
Another person, Tom Brady, turned into a superstar.
Yeah, she was right. funny on Brady. That's the girl from Brady, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We can go over some winners. Best motion picture of a drama, The Brutalist. I never saw that.
Didn't see it.
No. Best motion picture, musical or comedy, Emilia Perez. I mean,
Wicked?
I had a very hard time. They got snubbed, not only in that category, but also Ariana and Cynthia both got snubbed in theirs.
Right.
Best male actor in a supporting role, Kiernan Culkin, A Real Pain. Never saw that.
Yeah.
Female actor in a supporting role, Zoe Saldana and Emilia Perez. Male actor in motion picture, musical or comedy, Sebastian Stan, A Different Man. Sebastian Stan should have won for The Apprentice when he played Donald Trump.
Yes.
It was.
I watched that movie over the holiday break.
Oh, you did?
And it was good. It
yeah.
was really good. By the way, Wiggy, I took your advice. I watched over the holidays The Day of the Jackal.
Very good.
Very good.
Very
excellent.
Good. I love it.
Excellent recommendation by you.
Hot show. And let me ask you.
Can I just tell you one thing, though?
Uh-huh.
The female actress?
Mm-hmm.
Not so good.
Yeah, okay. We're going to move on from that.
Not a very good actress.
The show is amazing.
I don't know. What is her name?
I don't know her name. She's the woman who played the wife of Bob Marley in One Love, and she was also
She was going to be
woman
the, for a while, she was going to be the female James Bond.
Okay.
Not a very good actress. Almost
yeah,
ruined the whole thing
mind.
For me.
Stop it. Stop it. We're not even going to stop it. How can you have the best show, but the lead actress who plays opposite the Eddie Redwine, is that his name?
Yeah. Redmayne. Her name is Lashana Lynch.
Lashana Lynch, and be like, she's not a good actress. I'm not even going to go that. The show is amazing, The Day of the Jackal. Yeah. I wanted to ask about the musical comedy thing, the best actor. Because didn't they give it to Demi Moore for
The Substance?
Right, and I saw that. That's not a musical, and neither was the
Was it a comedy, though?
No, it was a horror movie.
I never saw it.
And the man, Sebastian Stan in that movie.
A Different Man.
Yeah, that's not like a comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how the Golden Globes picks and chooses, right. but I thought.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, Demi Moore, I thought, gave one of the best acceptance speeches I've ever heard.
Yeah
really? She did a really, really good job.
Okay.
Yeah. 34-year-old Kyle Stacey from the Cape is being held without bail after facing charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and resisting arrest after he allegedly fired a high-powered air rifle at a crew trimming trees in his neighborhood.
Jeez. Well,
like, what?
Was it the noise? Or
I don't know.
Didn't want the trees to be trimmed?
But imagine you were just doing your work.
Yeah, well.
And all of the sudden, I mean, the owner of the tree company, a guy, Angel Astulio, said the crew thought he was firing a real rifle at them.
I would, too.
Well, what if he was doing some leaf blowing around the pandemic?
Hi, this is Edith, and I live, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers right now because, you know, we go out and we stay 6 feet away from each other and we wear masks, and then a leaf blower can disperse the coronavirus for way more than 6 feet, and it's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time. So I didn't know whether you guys had thought about this. It may not even be safe, probably not for your workers even. Yeah. So maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Until this is over.
Jesus.
When this is over. Right. It disperses the coronavirus all over people.
Is it over now, you think? Or because that latest flu had like a corona variant?
Stop.
Yeah.
Please
just
stop buying.
Maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over.
Well, I'm concerned about the bird flu.
Me too. Avian.
Right.
Hi, this is Edith, And I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
Yes. Okay, Edith. Thank you, Edith. One of the highlights, one of the few highlights of the pandemic was that voicemail message.
Do you have a single highlight from the pandemic?
No.
I do.
What?
Row 34 did at-home lobster roll kits. Santo and I did them. It's a memory I'll have forever. It's a memory I will have forever.
Is there a bigger sucker?
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
There's no bigger sucker that was ever born. What did you pay for that?
Like, oh, I don't. At that point, I would have paid $1 million. I just needed an activity.
Let me give you a hint. Save a little money. Go to the store, buy a hot dog bun or a hamburger bun, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Buy some lobster, throw it on a roll, and slap a little mayo on there, and you're all set.
No, it was so nice.
So it was a kit.
A kit to make lobster rolls?
Yeah, you went. They brought it out to your car. They, like, dropped it in your trunk, so there was no, you know, you didn't talk to them.
Come from the guy who's making sourdough bread.
All right, what else?
Good news. Boston traffic went down 10% over the past year.
All right.
Oh, it did?
Yep,
really?
10%. Now, okay. We are still the fourth worst in the U.S. and the 12th worst in the world. Mm-hmm. This comes from the 2024 Global Traffic Scorecard. In the U.S., the Commonwealth's largest city ranked only behind New York, Chicago, both of which average 102 traffic delays per driver, and Los Angeles.
Okay, all right. Oh, I don't understand. I mean, it's not evident to those of us who drive.
Right.
Right.
Traffic has gone down by 10%.
No, but
maybe it's because more people are riding bikes to work.
That could be.
And it's almost over, right? We might be able to eliminate all traffic with this story that you tell me about this one guy.
Yeah.
Who has the ability where we can telepath or where we can get from one place to another.
Yeah, I shared that in our group chat.
Yeah, you know, who knows?
I went down a long rabbit hole with that
one. Sean Ryan podcast. I got to turn it off. I have to turn it off.
Very good.
It's very good. Santo, like, I'll take like a bath and I have it playing and I come out and he said, Courtney, you're going to drive yourself insane.
It's good to be informed.
That's what I told him.
All right.
But Sarah Adams has the best episode for him. It is so scary.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Sarah Adams, the former CIA
and targeter
operative, yes.
Yeah.
Who says that there are thousands of
Al-Qaeda-trained militants
that are here already in our country. Yeah.
And that they want to pull off like an October 7th style attack.
Yeah. They live amongst us.
Sean was calling me an idiot, though, when I was suggesting that it is possible that our government has the technology in possession for time travel, instant time travel.
Yes. And first of all, there's
no way. Something to do with the drones.
I'm with you, Sean.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, Greg, if you could travel in time, you'd be back in the 70s. There's no way you'd be here.
Right. Also, I also just said more so, like, you said words, and I'm like, those aren't actual words.
Well, I believe I sent you documentation that they were.
Yeah, and they were completely different words than what you had said originally.
Okay. Well, I believe that when it comes to words, you said on Friday that the Vikings offense was elite.
I mean, when you're top 10 in points scored in the league, Greg, you're pretty good.
That's not the word I would use after watching last night's game.
Yep, Sam Darnold missed a lot of throws. That was one game, Greg. The rest of the season, they were top 10 in points scored. I mean,
if you give Sam Darnold $30 million a year, you are a moron.
That's what they're going to have to do.
If you put him in the red zone three times, how many times was it?
Oh, they were inside the 10-yard line.
Three times, exactly, Greg.
Inside the 10, and weren't two of them turnovers on downs?
Yes, correct. Yeah. And then one field goal. And like that first one where they were inside the 10, Sam Darnold had like three guys wide open, missed all of
that
them.
That sluggle that he overthrew Justin Jefferson
brutal.
Was just bad. Yeah, Curtis, that's the question that they're going to have to ask themselves. They drafted J.J. McCarthy with the
12th
overall pick. Yeah. And now you're going to have to make a decision. Do we give Sam Darnold a Baker Mayfield type of deal, or do we trade one of those guys? Do we trade McCarthy? What do we do? So that's something that that's going to be a big question. But $30 million.
Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are going to give Curtis's idea a go here next.
Those famous last words.
So on the Odyssey app, you can now leave a voice note. And many have been left this morning about Gerard Mayo and other things. So we'll get to some of the best that you have left for us next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Jones and Keith coming up in about 10 minutes at 10 on a big day when it comes to sports. The Celtics lose, the Bruins lose, and the Patriots with the worst win in franchise history. And
so bad.
And Rob, I mean, think about it, Wiggy.
Oh, my God.
You're sitting there. The last time you had the number one pick was Drew Bledsoe in 1993 or whatever that was. You're sitting there with that on your plate, and then you go out and win a football game, and you set yourself back another couple of years. I know you were miserable about that yesterday.
Ty and I were doing an event at Maria's in Haverhill. It's a really good restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Ding.
But if you do get a chance, go. Anyways, we were doing this event with all Patriots fans, and there was not one Patriots fan you know, in the building that was like, we're watching this football game and we're going, what the hell is going on here? We're rooting for Buffalo, you know, when they're driving the ball for them to score touchdowns. It just, it made no sense to me that you as a coaching staff did some of the things that you did, which was kicking field goals, to not lose this football game. It was so bad.
Well, Robert Kraft will talk about that and about firing Gerard Mayo and other things at one. And you can hear that here live on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. Speaking of the app, there's a new feature on the app which allows you to leave a voice note at any time should the spirit inspire you. And so Curtis's idea was that we replay some this morning.
And I don't think this has ever been done. So correct. I'm really happy that all the people online have tried to tell us that this has been done before. I hate to break it to you. Ever since Marconi created this medium, people have been communicating with radio stations in a myriad of ways.
There are some, I mean, it's just a handful of people who are suggesting that. Listen, the object is communication. That's
right.
What we do.
And that's the major.
This is a new way that you can communicate with the show. It's,
right.
It's really no different than somebody
it's
calling
like sampling.
In. Or
right.
Back in the old day, we used to do the facts of the day on WAAF. And people would fax in with their comment. That was prior to the text line. And, I mean, technology is always advancing.
Well, that's
at some point, I'm guessing if I last long enough in this medium, we will have people who will physically transport themselves instantly into the studio with their comments.
I would hope so.
Since the technology
I think we should do this thing where people call and then offer an opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
Some of our biggest hits have been sampled from other music, so I mean, that's what you do.
Right,
so
it is just nice if you don't like it, you don't have to do it either.
No, you don't.
That's the best part about America, you know?
So we're just going to roll these off one by one here?
Yeah, so do you want to go individually, or do you want like the compilation of them?
Okay. Then we can grade them, or see what. So go ahead and start with number one.
I'll have Monday. Hold the mayo.
Kraft devours mayo and makes it mustard. Let's see what he can do next.
All right. The mayo, the mayo puns.
Condiment.
There are a lot of them. Go ahead.
Here's how the meeting went between Gerard Mayo and Robert Kraft yesterday. Gerard walks in. Robert Kraft goes, "You're fired." Boom, neutralized.
Yes, that's the one. That's the winner.
Hey, Greg. This is Bill from Nantucket. Come as a bitch, Robert.
I mean, I don't know that Bill is taking any pleasure in this. Is he?
The Falcons get eliminated, get mocked nationally. Mayo's fired. He hasn't been this happy since I don't know when.
Yeah, I mean, should they have just stuck with the guy and all of his negatives, Wiggy?
I had said, I get you want to move on. And I was cool that you hired Mayo, but I was on board with, like, I had no issues with Bill. I'm like, the guy still wanted a coach. We all know him, and now he's coaching at UNC.
Uh-huh.
Greg, these are the Twins. I don't know, but I think we're in the wrong bag. We're in some bag. His name is Louis Vuitton, and we're stuck between these two people. One is Tammy the Tampon and Linda the Lipstick. Can you come find us? We're lonely, and we want to go back in our own bag.
That's Craig's balls. That was your balls.
Yeah, because
remember, your balls are now.
You started that whole thing.
Your balls are now in DM's Louis bag.
Oh, I understand that.
The only balls I care about are Rawlings.
Okay. All right.
Making you sound.
This is Will from Jamaica Plain. I'm sick in bed with my dog Luna.
Okay.
Feel better.
See, I kind of like this. Like, you can give any kind of thought, whatever strikes you at the moment.
And now, what was that about? Will, is it somebody you knew?
No, it's just some guy who's the guy who's he's stuck in bed with his
dog. I didn't know if it was like
he's sick. He's got the Noro.
All right.
A little more sports would be better for me, but.
Looks like Mayo's going to be spending a lot of time making sourdough bread in his future.
Well, I mean, will he get a job somewhere else?
It's going to. It's how many connections does he have? I don't know, because Bill was the one who gave him his opportunity last time. Unless he's going to UNC to coach with Bill, and that don't look like it's happening.
I'm sure he's being paid out for a period of time. What was he? The suggestion was he was making $3.5 million.
I really hope it's more than that. That would be the bottom of the floor.
Yeah, but I mean, he's probably at that
first
bottom.
Year head coach. I mean,
five-year deal or a four-year deal. Maybe he got somewhere between 12
million.
Their
coordinator's making over $4 million a year.
Who's coordinator?
In the NFL, there's coordinators.
Yeah. But, I mean, remember we went over the lowest paid coach, I think it was the coach in Cleveland, was making like $3.5 million. So, I mean, maybe Mayo's making four.
He could go back to doing media, too. I mean, I think he's good at that.
Yeah.
I think it is bull that they fired Mayo. Last week, when the fans were chanting fire Mayo, they should have really been chanting sell the team to the Kraft, because the Kraft don't do anything to make the team better.
Well, we'll see. They have another shot at it when it comes to the next head coach.
Yeah.
So that's a very important decision. Some saying the biggest decision this franchise will ever have to make, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Gerard, you bum!
I mean, piling on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean,
kick a man when he's down, right?
And it seems like Kevin Stefanski with the Browns, $3.5 million is the lowest.
That's the lowest.
Yep.
It is too bad that Mayo couldn't cut the mustard as the Patriots coach. But don't you now, as Patriots fans, relish the fact that the team now has the chance to catch up to the rest of the league?
Yeah.
I like that. Good morning, Fitzy.
Yeah, creative.
Ninkovich definitely makes sourdough bread.
So Greg's been working on this sourdough starter. Does that mean because he grew up in Stowe right next to Sudbury, we can start calling him the Sudbury Doughboy?
I'm a Giants fan, and what happened yesterday makes me want to shake my tatas.
Same.
I actually like this little thing.
You do?
It's so
why?
Bad.
It's been done before.
It's like one of those movies. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, people will get better.
Yes.
Well,
I like the badness of it. I just love where it goes anywhere.
Amen.
Hey, Greg. Remember when yeast was just an infection that ruined your weekends? And now you look forward to spending your weekend growing yeast? Crazy times, eh?
That was a good one.
That was good.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of cranberry juice.
Yeah, a lot of creative people, a lot of funny people who listen to this show.
Oh, boy.
That was pretty good.
Hey, Greg, it's Bullet. Looks like DM stole both our balls. Ha ha ha.
That was good, too.
That was a good one.
Hey, good morning, show crew. Hey, I just had a question. While we're on the topic of firing people, can we also just get rid of Curtis, too, please?
Oh. Yes!
Sucks.
Not nice.
Curtis is going nowhere. Got a new contract.
Yeah. Yep. Lucrative.
Yeah. Very.
Yep. Lucrative long term.
That's how Pudge flies private.
Yeah, well, flew. Well, he's going north. He's going up to heaven.
Well, Pudge flew private.
It's okay.
There you go.
And James now flies private.
He sure does.
Hey.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Forgot he had passed.
It's okay.
You're still mad that James wouldn't give you a high five yesterday?
Well, he gave me one.
No.
One. In the beginning, he gave me one.
In the end, it was,
He did.
It was kind of forced. You kind of forced him to give you a high five.
It was uncomfortable. And then I said, it's okay, James.
It was it was like your ovaries were reaching out and screaming, please give me a high five.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's just so mobile now. He doesn't want to stay in one place,
I love it.
So I'll do Curtis, it, Greg.
Is that it?
That's the
Oh, that was good.
All right,
I do like that.
All right, that's Hill Notes.
All right, when are we going to do that? Every day?
Yeah, we'll do it
I
every
like
day.
That. That is really good.
Do it every day till they stink.
Hill Notes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry, Curtis. I forgot Pudge had passed. It was. I'm going to think about this for the
Courtney,
rest of the day.
I'm not even
no,
in the
slightest.
No, I know.
Slightest... I'm sorry, though. I forgot that he
it's
had.
It's okay.
It was yeah, not at all. Okay. There was no malintention.
We knew what you meant. We knew you were talking past tense.
And we mentioned Pudge. So that makes me happy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Go home
morning.
And check on your yeast.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Yeah, I got to go home and feed the starter and stretch the. I got to go home and stretch the yeast. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Robert Kraft will speak at 1. And Jones and Keefe with their thoughts on what happened yesterday and around the NFL and everything else coming up next. Thank you for your patronage.